Hello, everybody. Hello. Hello. Hi. Can you hear me? Can you hear me, everybody? Hi. Hello, everyone, and very warm welcome to St. John the Baptist Church. It's great to have you all here. I'm Gavin. I'm the vicar. Some of the crowd from the school down here already know that. Hello. Good to see you all. Good. And it's so pleased to have you here with... Wow, we've got a massed group of musicians and choirs. So what we've got here is we've got the St. John's Family Orchestra, we call them. It's musicians from this church, from St. John the Baptist School, and from other community links. And we've also got no less than three choirs. We've got the St. John's School Senior Choir and Junior Choir and the Notelets Activity Choir, which is based here as well. All this bunch have been dragged together by John Curtis, who is going to be holding the reins tonight and holding it all together. He's looking dubious, hopefully. And if you've been to one of these celebrations before, you'll know that we always start by celebrating those who are making progress in their learning in music and have moved up a grade. So John's going to talk us through that. I think it's a bit chilly, so I'm just going to go and get something a bit warmer to wear. Is that right? Of course, there's a story behind all these songs that we're singing, these carols. It's the story of the birth of Jesus. And of course, every year we hear this story at Christmas. But here's a slightly new way of hearing the story.
Welcome to Beatbox Bible. Loading Bible text, Luke, chapter 2, verse 1. Loading characters, angel, narrator, shepherd, play.
In the day of Caesar Augustus, he decreed to proceed with an empirical census. The first Barcarinius was the Syrian nexus to enlist and insist people get on the next bus back to the shack where in fact they came from. The empire struck him back to boost their income. Now Joseph was a member of David's kin. He made a steer for Judea in Bethlehem. He went down from the town of Nazareth in Galilee, taking his fiancée Mary near delivery. And during their stay, nature had its way. Put a date in the diary for the king's birthday. While out in the ballpark, she hit a home run. Mary gave birth to her firstborn son. No hotel, motel, custom baby changer. She wrapped the baby up and laid him in a manger. Meanwhile, 8 miles, shepherds in the wild star protecting the sheep from the nighttime hostile. To the surprise coming from the skies, an angel of the Lord did materialize like lightning. God's glory was brightening, lit up like day. The angel was frightening. Chill out, my friends, there's no need for trepidation. She got a message for the world and insulation information. Be delighted and excited, the rocket's been ignited. The party has started and you have been invited. For today in Bethlehem, that's David's town. A boy has been born who will wear the crown. He's the Savior and the Lord. There's no one higher. God's anointed one. We're talking Messiah. But you require a sign from this divine arranger. Look for a baby snuggled in a manger. The angel was joined by his heavenly gang. Praising God, holy squad, the multitude sang.
Glory to God above time and space. Peace to the people that he turns his face.
And then the angel was gone. Yes, they finished their song. The shepherds had a chat about the heavenly throng.
Let's go to Bethlehem and see this occasion. The Lord has reported we need little persuasion.
So they hurried to the town of Joseph and Mary. Lying in the feeding trough was the miracle baby. And after what they'd seen of the nativity scene, they started spilling the beans like a coffee machine. So undeterred, the shepherds spread the word. The people were amazed at the story that they heard. But Mary was smart, kept these things in her heart, pondering and wondering, reliving this part. and with hearts that burned, the shepherds returned, praising holy God for the things they had learned, about all things they had seen, the wonderful things that had been, all working together like an oiled machine. And 8 days later he was circumcised, received, preconceived the name the angel had advised. We use a Greek version of the Hebrew, and thus a name that means salvation from God, Jesus.
Well, I hope that's given John some ideas for next year with the musicians. I don't know if we can get together a little beatboxing team. Letters of complaint can go straight to Bishop of Portsmouth, Bishop's Grove. Would you like to have a seat? I think we're working the notelets hard at this point. They're going to do the next bit as well, which is our Bible reading. And we're having a reading from a letter that John wrote. John was one of the very first followers of Jesus, and he wrote this letter to encourage Christians who are having a hard time. And he asks us to think about what it is to have this opportunity to be children of God. Children of God because we're going to grow to be more like God on our journey. And how do we grow? By following the footsteps of Jesus. So that's what this reading's about. It's from 1 John chapter 3. Have you got a microphone? You haven't got a microphone.
See how much the Father has loved us. His love is so great that we are all called God's children. And so, in fact, we are. This is why the world does not know us. It has not known God. My dear friends, we are now God's children, but it is not yet clear what we shall become. But we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he really is. Everyone who has this hope in Christ keeps himself pure, just as Christ is pure.
Great. Thank you very much. I'll take your microphone. Head back to your seats then. Thanks. So John says we are already children of God, but there's more to come. We're still growing into something. We're not even sure what it is that we're growing into yet, but the way to grow is to follow Jesus. We're going to explore that a little bit more in a moment, but first we're going to sing another absolute classic, Away in a Manger. And this time St. John's Junior Choir are going to get us started with the first verse. Where are they? Give me a wave. Hey, excellent, great. So they're going to get us started with the first verse. Have a seat. So, Away in a Manger. Who's hands up if that's your favourite Christmas carol? Do you love Away in a Manger? Alone in a Manger. Do you know the bit I really like? I like the cattle are lowing, the baby awakes, but little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes. What a load of nonsense. Okay, next time you're somewhere where there's a little baby asleep, right, go grab a cow, stick a pin in its bum, get it to make a loud noise, see what happens with the baby, okay? Little no-crying babies, I'm not sure that we need to take that bit too seriously, because children are disruptive, aren't they? Are children disruptive? Down here, St. John's Bunch. Are children disruptive? Of course you are. Of course you are. I promise you, you are. Disrupt. Okay, so, you know, we can tell immediately if there's any parents of young children in the church, because they'll have sort of these dark bags under their eyes, and there'll be this sort of drawn look, and this sort of slight look of terror that this phase might never pass. Is that, yeah? Because new babies are massively disruptive. They come in and they change your sleep patterns, and they change your social life. You can't just go out to a restaurant anymore with your partner. You have to have a babysitter, and all of life just gets complicated. Hobbies. Everybody, any young parents remember what it was like to have hobbies? Children are enormously disruptive. And do you know, the funny thing about Jesus was, I'm not sure that he was any less disruptive as a baby. I think he was probably a quite normal, crying, needing feeding sort of baby. But the interesting thing was, he went on being disruptive for his whole life. So when he was, you know, only 2 years old, his whole family become refugees because Herod's trying to kill him. So they have to flee, they have to run away to Egypt and stay there for several years. That's pretty disruptive. And then when he's an adult, he goes on being disruptive. He keeps doing things that people aren't expecting. He keeps doing slightly sort of out-of-the-box things. He makes friends with all the wrong people. When he decides that he'd like a group of followers who are going to continue doing what he did after he's moved on, who does he choose? He chooses fishermen. Okay, fishermen, bit smelly, bit whiffy. Okay, these are not natural world changing group. And who does he make friends with? He makes friends with all the wrong people. He makes friends with the sorts of people that your parents warn you about. Okay, he makes friends with people who've got undesirable jobs. People are always getting into trouble. People who've got no friends. He makes friends with them. And he goes to parties with them. He's constantly being disruptive. But the sort of disruption that Jesus does is a very special sort of disruption. You see, he comes and he meets all those people in the place that they're at. But then he invites them to change. He invites them to become a little bit more like God. It's what John's talking about. They're already children of God. God loves every single one of us because he made us. And he loves us with that sort of overwhelming love of a new parent. That's the sort of love he has for us. But he wants the very best for us. So he doesn't want us to remain as we are. He wants us to be as good as we can possibly be. He meets us where we are. And he just calls us a little bit further on. In that passage that the note list read to us, John says that as we become more like God, we do that by looking at Jesus, because Jesus is this model of what we could be. And you know, millions of people around the world still today say that Jesus is still doing that. You see, he was a real disruptor, Jesus. He was so disruptive that even after he died, he came back to life again. I mean, how out of the box is that? He comes back to life, and then he sends his Holy Spirit. When he returns to the Father in heaven, he sends his Holy Spirit in order to continue that work of just calling us a bit further on. And people around the world say, when you encounter Jesus, he calls you to be the very best that we can be. There's something inside all of us, isn't there, that recognizes that we're not quite the best that we could be, that there's something inside us that yearns to be really good. And yet we know that we struggle to do it. Well, Jesus says the power of his Spirit can come in and help us to be the best that we can be. We can grow to become more like our Father, God. So that is the message of the baby in the manger. It's not just a sweet story about a magical baby who doesn't cry when cows wake him up. It's a story about somebody who wants to disrupt lives for the better. He wants to meet us where we are and show us how much the Father loves us, and then call us on to be the very, very best that we can be. So let's pray together before we go on and sing our next song. And we pray, Father God, thank you for that overwhelming love that you have for us, that we should be called your children. How great your love for us. Heavenly Father, we pray that this Christmas, everybody here will know how much you love them, wherever they are at right now. And Heavenly Father, thank you for that invitation to look at Jesus and to grow to be the very best that we can be. We pray that you will help everyone here to take a next step towards knowing you better and growing to be a bit more like you this Christmas. In Jesus' name, amen. That was a good amen from St. John's. Well done.